Good evening. Good evening. John chapter 6. John chapter 6. It almost don't make sense what you've been trying to do, what we've been trying to do. It makes no logical sense what we've been trying to do. I don't even need a deep in the sky revelation to deal with this logical sense of what we've been trying to do that ain't been working. Right? And I think this is what we need. This is what I want y'all to do real quick. I need you to come off of your Christian chariot real quick, right? And come off of your religious high or your traditional wave that maybe you were brought up on, because those are all the things that's gonna keep you from life. I got a question for you. All right, I want y'all to answer me honestly. Okay, I can hear y'all.
Yes, sir.
All right. Have you jumped over some of the religious hurdles? Right? You jumped over some. You jumped through some of the religious hoops. Come on, answer me now. Don't y'all play with me now. You done jumped over some of the religious hurdles and still fell and bust your face.
Yes, sir. That's right.
All right. We done jumped through some of the hoops and ain't make it quite all the way through the hoop and got tripped up.
Right.
All right. We've done a lot of different things. But can we admit, all right, everybody say admit.
Admit.
Can we admit that there should be more fruit for who we are?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Yes,
sir.
Absolutely.
All day. Yep. So here's the point now. Now you got to find a disconnect. Now you have to find, I'm going to deal with find in a second. But now you got to find out where's the disconnect.
Wow. Yes,
sir. If greater is he that is than he that is in the world, then why do I look out at the world and see greater things than what's going on?
Come on, sir.
Now, if you say that's not so, you say it's not your story, you a liar. I call you a liar right now in this room. Because you know you be gawking and, right? Ooh, ah. But that's all in you. Everything outside is a manifestation of what's
inside.
Is that true? Is 1 John 4 and 4 true? Is it really true that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world? Come on, answer me now. Don't think about your manifestation right now. I want you to answer me.
Yes, sir.
It's the truth, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells where?
In me.
I read the scripture in a minute. I'm going to read it in a minute. It says, God is above all and through all and in you all. Is that true or not?
Yes, sir.
Now, we believe this word or not?
Yes, sir.
We believe it, right?
Yes, sir.
Right, we believe it. We need to be living it.
Yes,
sir. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. It is utterly insane. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. Sound like a good old-fashioned church. Right. And it's not really what the church is, but the church has gotten a bad name because of us sometimes. And it wasn't just us, it's the people before us, and it's years and years of us's. Right. But now, you know, even Jesus says upon this rock, I'll build my church. He didn't say I'll build that building. He said, I'll build my church. He's talking about you. Say, I am church. This is what I'm trying to tell you. This building ain't nothing without you. Your car, people like the nice cars. Like, I want a new car. That car ain't nothing without you. Because it don't move unless you tell it move.
That's right.
You give it life, not the other way around. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you.
That's right.
So I got it. It's an I am. Everybody say I am. See, I got it. It's an I am. I got to get that I am. I can't be, but I want and I will and I'm going. No. I got to be living in the I. What time you got up this morning? Say it. 8, 5, 6, 5, Lord Jesus. Somebody said 5 in the last class, and I almost fell out. And somebody else said, I was 4:45. I said, Lord Jesus, right? You got up, and you've been up since then. How much I am you was thinking about?
Come on, sir.
Did you walk all the way through this day and never consider that the kingdom of God is within you?
Wow.
Do you mean to tell me that, right. Like I've been living the day, and I didn't even realize that the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God as well. So what's the other stuff you was worried about? What's the other stuff that was stopping you today? If the kingdom, the king's domain, and we're talking about God, is in you, it sounds like heaven on the inside of you. But it's utterly insane how we've been living. We've been living like babies. We've been living like children, tossed to and fro. I said in my last class, you call it prayer, I call it whining. And so now you ain't saying no words and you ain't making no definite requirements. You just screaming and hopefully somebody give you something that you want. That's what babies do. Come on now. You screaming to the sky when it's all on the... What God gonna talk to you at? All right, watch this. I got a question for you. If God gonna talk to you on the outside, then we ain't got no secrets. Got a question for you. New Testament. New Testament. We're in the Bible. We're studying the Bible, right? New Testament. You ready? We're in the New Testament. Are y'all ready? How much audible voice you heard in the New Testament? You know, audible voice. Like the voice come from sky like the thunder. Because that's what all of us want. We want God to wake you up in the morning and shake you. Well, you probably don't because you'd be scared. But, you know, you'd be wanting somebody to say something outside of them. I'd have heard the Lord. No. Where you going to hear the Lord at? Because the Bible talking about hearing and it don't hear. Where you going to hear the Lord at for real? How much audible voice you heard in the New Testament? I'll wait. Jesus got baptized, then Jesus started talking to Saul when he knocked him off the beast. How much more you heard? Until we get the revelation, he started talking some other stuff. We're still trying to figure out what that means, right? So where is this listening? How many audible voices did you hear in the Gospels? How many times you heard God crack the sky and say, Jesus, do this? Oh, wait, go search your scriptures. How many times did you hear it? So now, we thought we knew Jesus. Right. But you really don't know how Jesus operated.
Right. I see.
From the inside. Everybody say from the inside. Come on, say it again. From the inside.
From the inside.
It ain't no telegraph from the outside. Ain't no text message. Ain't no, right? That's where the communication is going to happen. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
And if you don't know where the communication is going to happen, then you'll miss the phone call. So it is insane how we've been living. It is insane for us to be living like we've been living and expecting something to change. We have been out. We have been literally. Listen to what I'm saying. We have literally been out of our minds. So it's been hard. So it's been difficult. So it's been tough. So his progress is low. And then what you're expecting is low. And all these different things happening because we've been living in an insane manner. Yeah. Yeah. John 6:63. Did I tell y'all turn to John 6? Yeah, John 6:63. Read it. No, that ain't the one I want. That's a good scripture to read it right now. Go ahead. It's the what?
The Spirit.
Oh, where that's at?
Inside.
Oh, you know what quicken mean, right? I ain't gonna make it fast. Let me make it alive. So it's the spirit that make it lie. What else happened? Where your flesh at?
Outside.
Come on, touch your flesh. Come on. The flesh profits what?
Nothing.
Woo! But the spirit, the inside, makes
alive.
The life comes from the
inside.
All right. John 5, flip over. John chapter 5, verse 39. We didn't touch these scriptures before. But I'm going to show you how insane we've been living. We've been insane expecting all these kind of things to change, and we haven't been doing things a certain way, the right way. John 5:39. Mm-hmm. Read it.
Search the scripture.
All right, cool. We do that. Cool. Yeah. We got that one down. Don't we? What your devotion was this morning? Your devotion. You did a devotion instead of doing yourself. Your daily devotions. You did your daily devotion. And you open up the little book. They got the today March what? And I ain't no diss on your devotion of your, you know, keep reading your devotional, but just make sure you are devotion. Right, but the 6th, so you open up the March 6th and you read the little thing and it made you feel good for a little while. Did it change anything though? Search the scriptures. For in them, well, go ahead, read it. Oh, and then it said, now we be reading it wrong. Don't we be reading it wrong? We be trying to quote like we deep. Search scripture. And then you think you have life. No, it ain't say life. Because a lot of people got life. But there's a difference between life and. John 3:16 says what? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have what? Everlasting, eternal, everlasting, eternal, everlasting. He didn't say that he not perish but have life. He didn't say life. He said everlasting life. That's a difference. Everlasting and eternal means that not only does life show up, but it stays up. Right? Like that's like when we say money cometh, it's a continual process. That means it's not a check, it's checks. No, it's not even the checks, it's like just a flow. It's like it's everlasting. Everlasting money, what that sound like? Eternal increase, what that sound like? See, you can get a check, or you can be the check. See, it's the I am, yo. It's the I am. It's the I am. That's what you got to understand, the I am. When you understand the I am, all the do's and the haves are going to show up because you know who you are. But it's insane. John 5:30. Look at it. Search the scriptures. For in them you think you have what? So you really thought, and this is just insanity. Like you really thought that you had eternal life by searching them scriptures. Amen. Come on, give it to me. Amen. You thought it, I thought it, we all thought it, we was taught it. Come on. So we was doing my devotion. I got to make sure I read 3 chapters a day, whatever. And I read my 14 chapters and ain't nothing happening. Because I thought that when I searched them scriptures, I was going to get some eternal life. And it's no problem with searching the scriptures. See, it's not either or, it's and also. Because this is what this scripture is, and also scripture. It's not do this or do that. No. It's about do this, and it leads you to this. So as you keep reading, it says, for in them you think you have eternal life. But what's the next thing? And I used to read it. Y'all read it wrong, too. I used to say but. But it say and, right? But I used to be like, because I wonder, we built the fight. Like we just, since the beginning, since Adam and Eve ate off the tree of knowledge of good and evil, we've been on one side or the other since the beginning. We always competing. We hadn't been built. We wasn't built to compete. We were built to connect. That's why we like sports and all this stuff. And I'm not, no this. Watch your game. I'm going to watch the game. Listen, I'm not saying nothing about that. But we get so caught up with the competition that we miss out on the connection. And we were made. I'm going to read Ephesians 4, and I don't know if I have time to go there. We were made to be connected. So we're so conditioned. Search the scriptures. Even though you think you have life, would you be saying the wrong thing? Now it's really eternal life, right? But they say, but they are they who testify of me. So now you didn't threw the scriptures out because you're trying to get to Jesus. But ain't no Jesus without the scripture. And ain't no scripture without Jesus. Because the word, John 1 said the word was made. All right. So now it says and. So that means you start off with the scriptures. So you still search them. But it should be an and. Y'all know y'all took English. Y'all know when you had and, the sentence wasn't over. You know, when you saw and, something about to be added. Come on, y'all. Y'all robbing me right quick. You know, when you see and, whatever came before and, when and showed up, you knew it was increase. You knew it was more on the other side of that. So now, and they, well, they what? Them scriptures, huh? Are they? Right? Oh, Lord Jesus. Right? Read it. Come on, read it, because I don't want to be misquoting these holy scriptures. Which testify of me. What is a testimony? What does it mean to testify? It tells, it speaks about me. This is giving testimony about me. When you search these scriptures, they are not just scriptures to be looked at for you to memorize, but they're telling you somebody's identity. And it's not somebody's identity, it's your identity. Are y'all understanding what I'm saying? But then it's a sad thing he says at the end of the day. He said, what did he say after that? It is insane for you to ever get into that scripture and don't end up with Jesus. Now, how many times you done it? Come on, amen. Come on. I can't count on these fingers. Multiply, carry the one. Like, how many times we done it? How many times you did it today? Y'all know y'all read some scripture today and didn't get to Jesus. Can y'all own up to it? Amen. Everybody say amen. Own up to it. You read the scripture and it was a good devotion And you started trying to count it all joy yourself when you ain't know it was Jesus counting joy in you. See, you can't do this stuff. You can't do this without being it. If you could do it without being it, that's the law. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made us free for the law of sin and death. And it's another scripture. What the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh. What is that saying? You could not accomplish this. You could not do this without being this. And you couldn't be it till we got an example. And then somebody shed some blood and paid a price for us to be. See, we forfeit the price that's paid for us to be. We acting all out of our character. It is insane.
It's insane.
It makes no sense for you to pick up this holy written word and not find Jesus. Everything going to Jesus. If you don't get to Jesus, you ain't got nowhere. Don't you put it down till you get to Jesus. Because when you get to Jesus, you get to you. See, you've been leaving your house and you don't know who you was. You've been leaving your house and all this. You even been quoting scriptures and trying to confess things and you ain't know who the confessor was. All right, you ever confess something? Come on, I always hit it. You confess something that didn't come to pass? Right, because it's just you. It's your fault. You just ain't know who you was. You didn't know who you were speaking. You didn't know who was speaking. Oh, it worked all day long. It worked just as good as the beginning. Say, let there be light, and there was. It works all day long. It don't stop. Do you work, though? So now here we are. You know, we go to study, show yourself approved. You know, meditate on it day and night. You know, in his law does he meditate, you know, in the Psalms, right? You know, it's like, what is it telling me? Why is it telling me to do all these things? Why is it telling me to search the scriptures, right? Why is it telling me to do all these things? Why is it? Because you are identifying who you are. It's the mirror. Apostle was talking about it yesterday at church. Yep. It's the mirror. You are seeing who you are. When you see Jesus, you see you.
Yes, sir.
But if you don't never come, John 5:39, you don't never come to Jesus, you don't never come to yourself. Because they're talking about Jesus one time, and said they're talking about somebody in the Bible and said when he came to himself. You know the Bible's a story about you, right? Right? So the prodigal son. You thought the prodigal son was some rebellious little dude that just left the house, and now you made it a rebellion message. No, but that's you though. That's you right after you left out of church and got the oil put on you. Because if you never come to your self, you're going to stay in the slop. Come on, I ain't got no time to go there. And it was a parable that Jesus was giving. But he says, this boy went out there, and then he said, in the midst of the, and I guess it had to be slop, and I guess I might have came to myself, I probably would have came to myself before that. And walking to the pig pen, I'd be like, yo. You know, but everybody come to themselves when they come to themselves, right? Don't go all the way to the slop before you come to yourself. Don't take it all the way to the pig pen and get in the mud before you come to yourself. You can come to yourself, I am right now. It is not, this is a statement I've been using. It is not for more and more years of development, right? But it's more and more present realization. See, we've been taught just old traditional years back, just old stuff and this man's ways and everything. We've been taught to work, get something. Work, get something. Pray, manifestation. That's not Jesus, though. Jesus says, Jesus ain't really pray for people. Don't y'all cuss at me right now. He ain't pray for people. He just told it what it was. I mean, y'all want to know why he did that? Y'all really want to know why he did that? Because Jesus is walking, and when Jesus walks upon you and something wrong with you, he know you like God because he know you was made in God's image already. So something wrong with your legs, something wrong with your eyes, that don't look like God. So I speak to her and tell her to be like God. God is just like you're saying, let there be light again. Yeah. He's telling her to be. Yeah. We keep praying for people instead of saying to people. And the only reason that you can't do it, it's not that you can't. The only reason that you don't do it, the only reason that it's not happening is because you don't know who you are. You've been walking around all day and you ain't know the kingdom of God was within you. No, you knew it in your subconscious. But what the subconscious got to do with anything? If it ain't your top conscious. If it ain't the conscious right here that comes right out your mouth, your subconscious way deep in the back of your mind, and you got to go search for it. No, I need it right here in the front.
Yeah.
I need it right here. Thy word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and thy heart. Right? I need it right there. Well, the next thing you're saying is kingdom. The next word that you say, the next confession that you say, the next response that you make is kingdom. But see, that don't come by just searching the scriptures. Because you become an echo. You become a mimic and you no longer be. I'm about to say something strong. You ready? I don't want to be like Christ. I want to be Christ. I go a little further and say, I am Christ. But they're going. Somebody won't fight me right now, but that's cool. My Bible says it, so I'm not tripping.
Right?
See, my endeavor. So if I pick that up and I read that, we've been wasting time. Y'all been wasting years. Y'all been wasting services, preachers' time. You've been wasting your pastor time by coming up in there, not knowing you was the answer already. You've been wasting your pastor time. And your apostle time, and if you went and saw an evangelist speaker, you saw a teacher, you waste all their time by coming in there thinking you was going to get something that you ain't have already. Do I got it or not? I got to figure out. If I got it, I got it. So if I got it, that means that maybe I just don't know that I got it. So now what they going to tell me is that you got it. It's something they going to say to speak to me, to realize that I got it. And see, the reason that they able to speak to me, they able to talk down, the less is blessed, the better. The Bible says this, right? And the reason that they can bless me, when the better, because they have a higher conscience of who they are already. That's really what the all and the anointing is. When you're talking about passing on the anointing, yeah, you already got the anointing. You are already anointed. Y'all hearing what I'm saying? You are already anointed. I'll never forget. I hear Apostle, and for years he was talking about Brother Hagin. He said he remember when he saw him the first time, and the Lord told him. He said, I give you the self same anointing. He said he can stop where he at, and you can pick up right where he off, and never miss a beat. And for years, I remember Apostle came back. He thought that the Lord said he gave him Brother Hagin's anointing. But Brother Hagin ain't got no anointing. It's God's anointing. Brother Hagin is operating in the anointing that God. Well, what do we call Christ? The anointed one in his. Okay, cool. All right. So now then he goes back and says, oh, I've given you the self same anointing. So now you go back to the instruction. The instruction says, but I want you to submit unto him so he can teach you how to operate that anointing. Yeah. It ain't that you ain't got it. You just don't know how to use it. You just don't know how to wield that thing yet. Right? So now I need to get in here. I need to follow somebody. I need to search somebody that know they I am, right? Right? Then I need to get in here and see. Like I should not be doing anything else but seeing me. So now here's the tricks. So the cares of the world, lust for other things, deceitfulness of riches, come up and choke up the word. Now, what does it mean? What does it mean to choke the seed? What does it mean to choke the word? What does it mean to choke the seed and choke the word? Well, choke the Bible. Or choke the seed, and you never realize that you the seed and you the word. So who getting choked here? Who getting abused in this situation? You've been getting abused, and the system has been abusing you because the cares of the world and lust for other things and the deceitfulness of the riches come up and choke you. You thought it was choking the word that you got in service? No, it was you. It's choking you. See, that's not going to produce. You produce. That is only telling you how you produce. So now come up and choke the word. Come on, over in Mark. They come up and choke the word. It chokes it because, here's why it chokes. You're really choking yourself. Suicide. And you don't even know it. You've been praying, and so now you're whining. God changed this. God, well, come work this out for me. No, you work out your own salvation.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
You got to work it out. Jesus will work it out. Yep, from the inside.
Yes, sir.
I ain't looking for Jesus to work it out. I'm looking for Jesus. See, we've got to bring this thing. Listen, I gotta tell you that. I'm gonna tell you that in a second. So it's been insane that we've been searching these scriptures and thought we were gonna get eternal life, and we didn't go all the way to Jesus. Have we been insane, people?
Yes.
Come on, hey man. Come on. Can we? Come on. Online, they can say to everybody. Like we've been. in an insane moment, expecting, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. You've been expecting, and you know you did it for the last 10 years and you didn't get the results you wanted.
That's right.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. So here's the thing. I said this in my last class, and I'm going to say it again. The equation is pretty simple. I don't know where we got all this, you know, pray 30 minutes, right? And then you read two chapters, right? And after you read two chapters, then you run around the building four times, right? Do three sit-ups because that's a trinity.
Come on. Yep, 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 yep.
And then, bam, manifestation. I don't know where we get all that from, right? And, you know, just years and years of water. It's been a long time since Jesus has been here. In the flesh, I'm saying. Like, well, he's here in the flesh. You better talk for yourself. Y'all scared, man. Like, y'all scared. Y'all don't want to say you Jesus, huh? You don't want to say it, huh? Y'all don't want to say it. Because y'all scared. Jesus ain't up there talking about, they better not say my name like that. He don't care. I wish you say it. I wish you realize I'm you and you me. I wish you realize why I came. If it was just about the death, burial, and resurrection, then he'd have done it. God has sent him, 33 years old already, and boom, let's do it right now. Let's do this, and let's finish it. But no. There were some years before that. And there was some record of years of living before that, because it's trying to show you greater works you're going to do. Because as he is, so are we in this world. How do we rectify these scriptures? How do we hear these scriptures and don't live it? How do I listen to that statement? How do I quote 1 John 4:4? The greatest. How do I do that and be okay, be normal? How have we done this? We've been tricked, y'all. How do I do that? Because we sleep.
Yes, we sleep.
We sleep.
We
are not awake. We read these. They talk about your body, something when you're working out, they say, you have this thing called muscle confusion. Right. And so you're doing a bunch of different stuff because what happens is your body's smart. Your body will try to preserve itself. Yep. You know, if you start thinking, well, I'm not going to eat as much today. I'm going to eat only one meal today. They ain't going to help you lose no weight because your body going to take that one meal and hold on to it because your body's saying, well, they might not feed me again for a little while. So, you know what, let me hold on to this little crackers and this bread right quick. I'm just my metabolism going to slow down. Your body do the same thing when you're working out because it's like, I don't want to change. I like this. Right? We comfortable. So what happens if you get on a treadmill? You gone. You're on a treadmill. You broke a sweat for like the first 2 minutes. Right? Because it might be your first time on there in a while, right? But you breathing in. But then, and about 7 to maybe 10, and everybody, they got different, people got different studies or whatever, so if you got a different study, that's fine. About 7 to 10 minutes, your body starts to level out. And now you can walk for the next 4 to 5 minutes, ain't much going to change because your body decided it's going to stay the same.
Right.
I already know how this move go.
Come on, sir.
I already know, so I know how to, and then you're going to go back, you're going to leave the treadmill, and then go home, take a shower, and come back the next day and do the same thing. Your body says, oh, I already know how this one go. That's how the world do you. Oh, I already know. I know how you're gonna do this one already. She gonna quote. She gonna do it for 21 days. Cause Daniel prayed for 21 days. So she gonna do it for 21 days. No diss on Daniel. Daniel ain't Jesus though. Jesus says I am. I'm gonna do it for 21 days. Anything you do 21 days becomes a what? Habit. Yeah. So I'm gonna do it. She gonna do it 21 days. So all I gotta do is be on day 22. And knock her out. And she's lost faith in this word. But it ain't the word. It's that method that you were trying to use. You were trying to do a method when you are the method. Did you not realize, everybody say, I am purpose. Come on, say, I am the method.
I
want you to say, I am the will of God.
Did
you not realize that you are actually the will of God? I got a good scripture for you. You ready? You want a good scripture? Man shall not live. The devil started tempting Jesus and said, well, you turn his stone into bread. Because he really was trying to check his identity. See, people thought it was just a cool little story that they had, that whoever was writing it just thought they'd put a little cool little story in there. No. You got to find out where is Jesus in this?
Yeah.
And then find out you, all right? You actually can go into temptation and find out all this stuff they try to trick you during the day. And all the stuff trying to trick you throughout your day and all that. You can find it in there. But here we go. So he says, turn this stone into bread. Now, we know Jesus can do it because later on, we see him breaking bread and multiplying and feeding thousands. We know he can do all kind of stuff, right? He could do it if he really wanted to. So it wasn't that he couldn't do it, but I'm not going to do it because you said do it, devil. Because if you say do it and I do it, you're giving me my identity. I can't have that. I can't have that. See, the whole thing is trying to get to identity, because if we jump to the third one, the third temptation, he's trying to tell them to what? Bow down. That was going to give him identity, because the devil was going to be his God. And God, whoever's your God, gives you your identity. Are you listening to me? All right, so here we go. Turn this on. So, you know, y'all are weeder. Poof. On you, devil. You thought I couldn't do poof. And you'd have thought, you took the stone. Come on, y'all know what I'm talking about. Use your imagination. Everybody say imagination. You'd have took this stone and turned into loaves of bread. Y'all know y'all wouldn't have been like this. What you got to say, not devil. And he'd have been like, gotcha. And I'd have ended the whole manifestation. I'd have killed the resurrection for the resurrection. Because I've gotten him out of identity. Y'all see the trick? But Paul, I got you. He got you. Right? But the scripture, so Jesus started talking. What's this? You ready? You're going to find yourself, right? He says, you thought you were talking about some bread. And then you even thought about, he said, man should not live by bread alone. You know the scripture, right? What it says? Every word, what? Every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So now we got to get a word from God, right? Wrong answer. We need, I'm not going to go to your favorite song. No, actually it makes sense. We do need a word from the Lord. So would you come on?
Yeah, you the Lord.
Come on, sir. Yes, sir. Come on.
We do need a word from the Lord. So would you come on? Would you hurry up? Y'all, anybody who don't catch me, because I'm going to say it again. We need a word from the Lord, right? Right? We do. So would you hurry up?
Yeah.
Now, I ain't saying hurry up and say something. I say hurry up and be something. Every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God, God said, let us make man in our image. Right then, when God said, let us make man, you became the preceding word. You just don't know it. All right, cool. I got to make sure this is law. This is court. Gotta make sure we not skipping nothing, right? Did God say, let us make man in our image and our likeness? So did God speak you into existence? So if God spoke you into existence, then who are you?
Come on, sir. Right.
So now when Jesus shows up as the word made flesh, he's just trying to show you what you look like. Come on, y'all. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. So listen to me. Ephesians 4. Come on, flip over there real quick. Come on, y'all. Now this is cool. This is cool what we're doing. Right now, this is cool. The oohs and the ahs. And we got to, you know, whatever sound you make, right? And that's cool. Now, I'm cool with that, right? I've been in church a long time. I'm cool with all of it. It feels good, all right? But I'm about to say something. See, what I literally need you to go and be this. See, I'm not detaching myself from the message. Well, I told y'all, so if y'all do it, then y'all go. No. I literally need you to do it, because we'll read in a minute, if you don't do it, if you don't be it, then you don't do it, then we as a body hurt.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Y'all don't even know it. You don't even know how much you need your brother and your sister to do it. Yes. You don't even know how much you need your brother and sister to be it. Because we still live this separated consciousness. We still live this thing like, well, that's my life and that's your life. It's my social security number, that's your social security number. Wow. It's my last name, that's your last name. It's my church, that's y'all church. Wow. And y'all missed the point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You missed the whole thing. Sinners and saints. You'd have missed the whole point. Because he's above all and in all and through you all. John 1 said he lighted every man that comes into the world. How does that work? So you mean if the ones in the dark, that mean they just don't know they got a light? Or maybe they need somebody to flip the switch. Could you come on? Proceed in the word. Would you come on? Would you hurry up, please? We need a word. Next time somebody sing it, just say, come on. Somebody just yell out, come on. I want you to go ahead. Yes, it's going to be funny. We need a word from the Lord. Come on. Oh, you want to make a real man stand up and say, I'm here. Make a real man there. What you doing? All right. The equation is simple. We've been jumping over these hurdles. We've been doing all these different things. I'm gonna take you to a place. The may he rest in peace. The old famous James Brown made a statement, and he said, "Hit it on the one, thump 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 thump." Right, right. We not y'all know what I'm talking about. Stop playing. Stop being religious on me right now. I don't know what y'all know. What he say? Hit it on the one. James Brown had a better revelation than we do sometimes. We won't hit it on the four, because the four beat, the four count. You a musician, you know the thing about the four count. One, two, three, four, boom. And y'all ready to go now. Right. Right, y'all know in church, one, two, three. Drummer, he's a drummer right now. One, two, three, four. And we all in now, right? But you could have been in on the one. But see, it takes something to hit it on the one. Hit it on what? Okay. See, it takes something to hit it on the one. Come on, you musician, ain't you? Right. So you know, because if you're playing keys and he playing drums and somebody playing guitar and somebody playing bass, then you know, in order to hit it on the one, we gotta be on the one before the one. The mind gotta be aligned to be on the one. We gotta have some communication and some direction, and we gotta have some vision. And not only that, but we've had to have done this before. Oh, can I help you with that one? Oh, this is good. I don't know if I'm gonna say that one. This might scare you a little bit. I'm not gonna say it. Hit it on the one. Hit it on the one. Y'all want me to say it, huh?
Yeah. Come on.
Your life ain't new. This been lived before. I ain't talking about no reincarnation. Don't go tell nobody I'm talking about none of that. This is, okay, I'll prove it to you. Okay, can I prove it to you? we're going to go scriptures. All right. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord of hosts. Thoughts of peace, not of evil. To give you a what?
Expected.
So that, it's already. Is it already done or not? Okay, cool. Is it already done or not? Is it finished? He says this. Before you was formed in the belly, y'all thought it was when y'all got to ministry school that you got ordained and sanctified and set apart. But my scripture tells me another identity. Before you were formed in the belly, that means I already got that done. All right, is God, what God is the beginning and the what? So this thing has been played out already. You just don't know it. I was riding, I pulled out my driveway the other day, and I heard the Lord say, watch this. Say some stuff you're believing for, and then you think because you did it a certain way that it didn't happen, because you're still waiting on something to happen instead of being the happening. Right? Come on, y'all. Come on. Bring you to the one, right? And so you saw it. So what's the next thing you do? You condemn. You condemn yourself. You punish yourself because if I'd have prayed an extra 30 minutes, it would have been okay. No, you wouldn't have. Right? If I'd have made it to church that week, then maybe I would have got the blessing. No, you are the blessing. That's what I'm trying to tell you. And I put out the driveway, and he said, I was thinking about something. He said, what if I told you it was never not going to happen? Y'all missed that one, huh? He said, what if I told you it was never not going to happen? See, you got two things. I learned this from my apostle. You got two things. You got chronos. Then you got Kairos. You got a watch on. See, your watch on, you look on your what time is it right now? Don't worry about it. The clock ticking, that's chronos. Yes, that's chronological. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. That's ticking. But we know God don't work by. Okay, cool. So now you have another thing called chronos, which means God's timing. Right?
Yes.
What you living on, time or timing? Are you listening to me? So what he said, what if I told you it was never not going to happen? So you up here worried about when it's now. When you going to do it, Jesus? When you going to do it, it's already done. What if I told you it was never not going to happen? Would that help your would that help your hope? Would that help your faith? Right. If whatever it is that you believe in for out in the future, right, it was never not going to happen because you happened. Right. You're trying to fulfill your purpose. Question. We said it last class, Curry. Remember this? How do you fulfill, right? Fill it full. Yeah, we get all deep. Just fulfill. No, just fill it full. Fill it up. But how do you fill up something? Because we're trying to fulfill our purpose, right? It sounds like a good statement, don't it? How do you fulfill something that you are? So we've been out here looking for the will of God when I am the will of God. I am the will of God. And anything in me that's not like the will of God, somebody from the outside is going to be preaching to me or going to lead me or going to tell me and going to further the will of God that I am in me. The Lord told me in the last class, the end of class, I had to stop. He said the reason that you haven't been connected is because your consciousness hasn't been resurrected. You haven't had a resurrected consciousness. Like your consciousness hasn't been resurrected, Jesus.
Come on, sir.
We've been so busy trying to accomplish the stuff that was in front of the cross that we forgot after. We forgot about the resurrection. We still caught up on the miracles instead of being a miracle. So we still struggling trying to do the stuff that was in front of the cross. And so we don't, you crucified with Christ. So we never get to the crucifixion, so we never die. And we never resurrect. Because we caught up on the... Come on, you're going to read the scripture different, boy. You're going to go read the gospels different now. Because is it possible you've been trying to be that and not this? And they're connected. But if you catch one part and you don't catch the other part, then you're incomplete. One, the equation is simple. Whether do a lot, bring it to the one. I was put to read Ephesians 4, but I'm not going to have time to do it. But you can read it on your own. If you read it on, it'll hit you. It says one law, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who's above all and in all and through you all. Until we come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, until a perfect man, until the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So that we may grow up in him, grow up into him, grow up into him in all things. That scripture is powerful. You're not growing up unless you grow up into him. Do y'all realize that the reason that we search these scriptures so much is to see Jesus so that we can see us? Do y'all realize that everything that Jesus was saying up in his gospel and in his Bible, everything that he was saying is, hey, this is you. This is not what you do. This is who you who. But if you search, we back to the beginning now. If you search these scriptures and you don't come all the way to Jesus, you have failed. You have disgraced the blood. You have disgraced the gift of Jesus. You have disgraced the sacrifice because you don't come all the way. So we can go tit for tat with scriptures. Y'all want to get some scriptures? I can get some scriptures out of somebody other religion Bible. That'll give you some scriptures. Scripture is not a holy word. Scripture is script. You know how to write in print? Then you write in script. Yeah, script. The scriptures were written by scribes. They were people that wrote stuff. Philosophers had scribes. So they had scriptures. The word scribble, the word scribble come from all that, right? That's cool. But you better come all the way to Jesus. Because, you ready? It says this, it says the letter killeth, but the spirit. So what's it telling me? If I get on that letter, and it's cool too, because we thought it was letter like A, B, C, D, but it's really talking about the letter. See, when we read the Bible, you read like Ephesians, these were letters. Like, nobody preached that. These were letters. This was letters that Paul wrote from wherever he was and got somebody to bring it over there, and somebody stood up and read it to the church. It was written down the line. You better catch it on that first time. Ain't no copy machines back then. Passing out some notes or whatever. Ain't none of that. Catch it on the one. Y'all get it? So the letter, that letter will kill you if you don't go all the way to Jesus. So the scripture said we've been slayed all the day long. We've been getting slayed and murdered all the day long because we didn't take it all the way to Jesus, which is really taking it all the way to you. Come on, how we gonna justify this? The works I do shall you do also, and greater works needs not going to my Father. How are we gonna justify this? How do we justify our lives with that being in the Bible? Low here, low there. No, the kingdom of God is well. Within you, how do we justify that? How do we justify this? You can't. You search them scriptures, and they take you all the way on a trail to Jesus. If you don't get all the way to Jesus, which really is all the way to who you are and your identity, if you don't get all the way there, you stop too early. John 14, 6 says, Jesus said, I'm the way, truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. They all lead. It's one way. These scriptures are going to lead to one thing. Pick your one. Pick your one. Call out scripture. Pick your one. You're going to lead the same thing. You're going to lead the same. You want a new scripture to help for your new problem? It's going to lead to the same thing. Well, that one didn't work. So, no, it worked, but that one didn't work. Give me another one. No, they're going to lead to the same place. Jesus.